Welcome everyone to Pension Protectors. This is your host Clint and Matt from Triple Crown Wealth Management in alliance with Equitable Advisors LLC. And life is messy. All right, Matt, so I'm going to paint you a picture here. So back in 2018, my wife and I moved into our house that we currently live in, and we had a plan. So we had a plan of what we wanted to do to the house. We wanted to make some little changes, maybe do a little renovation here, paint there, a little bit of carpet, maybe a little bit of upgrades. You know, the small things everybody does when they move into a new house. Yeah, sure. Normal things. So that was our plan. So you know how well things go to plan. So in 2018, okay, now I'm going to fast forward. So we did those minor renovations. Now let's fast forward 2 years. So now we're more or less middle of COVID. Remember COVID? Yeah, good old COVID word.
I miss COVID.
All right, so we're in the middle of COVID. It's the spring of 2020. You know, just like most people, they're out cutting their grass, taking care of the lawn. And I notice there's this little tiny hole in my yard. And so every time I cut grass, week after week, that hole got a little bit bigger. So I did what normal person would do. I took a little bit of mud, and I filled in the hole.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. And I just kept on with my life, kept cutting grass. Well, you know, I noticed I had to do that a couple different times.
Just like when you're driving a car and something goes wrong, you turn the radio up a little bit louder and all your problems go away.
Absolutely. Just kind of crank up that noise. You can't hear it. Out of sight, out of mind, right?
A little more mud.
That's right. So that actually got me through that summer. So then we fast forward to spring of 2021. You know, so we went through the winter, didn't really, you know, pay attention to the yard. Spring of 2021, I walk out in my yard and I notice the hole's back, but it's a little bit bigger, a little bit worse. And so I'm taking a look at it. I'm like, okay, I think there's an issue here. And so this hole is to the point where I had to go into my garage and get myself a yardstick. So it's a little bit bigger hole. And I put the yardstick in the hole and I lost it.
Jeez.
I was like, uh-oh. So this is a safety concern.
Straight to Hades.
Yeah, I don't know where it went, but it went somewhere. So at that point, that's kind of when I went to my wife and I said, hey, we have a problem. We have a sinkhole. And this sinkhole, it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And it eventually got to the point where we had about a 20-foot hole, kind of a couple different places in our yard. It was a bulldozer's paradise in our backyard. And so this, actually, Matt, this is right at the point where we had those holes and we're like, hey, what if we just put in a pole? What if we fill this thing with a pole?
Right.
But I digress. So anyway, so we have this big sinkhole and it turned into a huge, huge deal. Ultimately, we got it fixed. But the reason I bring up that whole story is to show you that life doesn't always go as planned. But that doesn't mean you don't want to have a plan. And so even though we didn't plan on having a mud pit, 20-foot deep holes in our yard, you know, life happens. But what we did have was, Matt, we had an emergency fund. And so if we didn't have that one emergency fund, though, or that emergency fund, we probably would have started that debt snowball. It would have been credit cards. It would have been issues, maybe penalties from 401ks. So that emergency fund, it saved us. You know, we didn't enjoy spending money on fixing a hole in our backyard, but at least we had it.
Yeah, so let's talk about what does the emergency fund look like. And for most people, most working folks, you want to have about 3 to 6 months worth of expenses saved in emergency fund. So if you're somebody that has a house, has kids, maybe your average bills are $6,000 a month. Well, if that's the case, then you'd want to have anywhere from $18,000 to $36,000 sitting in the bank. And I understand, at least back a couple of years ago, you don't get a whole lot of interest with your money sitting in the bank. But that money needs to be there, it needs to be available, and it needs to be liquid for when you need it, because you never know, you might end up with a 20-foot hole in your backyard. But that's a good metaphor, because as you mentioned, Clint, the sinkhole of money, that is credit card, that is debt, that is car payments and student loans, and you're just throwing money down a bottomless pit. And it doesn't get any better until you actually can make your way out of it and fill up that hole. You can't dig your way out of a hole.
We tried.
I know you tried. I've been to your house during that time. But the 3 to 6 months emergency fund really helps you from going into some sinking finances, I guess. The other thing that we have, and we'll get more into this podcast next time, is insurances play a big part in having a plan to help things from getting messy. You know, we all have the health insurance in case we get sick or have to go to the hospital. We got life insurance in case somebody passes away. You got your property and casualty that looks like your car and your homeowners. If you're out there renting, you got renter's insurance. If you're a little bit older, maybe you're starting to look at long-term care insurance. So all these things play a role in our finances. And it's also important to understand when to buy the right insurance at the right time. And again, we'll get into these topics at later podcasts.
So you're saying I don't want long-term care in my 30s?
Not yet. Not yet. I'm getting there. But I don't want renter's insurance if I own a house either.
That is true.
And so you firefighters out there, you always recommend having a plan, an escape plan, right, out of your house. So it's important we take some time and we plan for the unplanned in our finances.
So I would say start simple, if nothing else. You know, you want to have a plan, but then have the guardrails on the plan. Have that emergency fund or have those insurances. And so the easiest way to do that is if you're still in your working career, just start simple. Just look at your monthly expenses and make sure you have 3 to 6 times that amount in cash. If you're getting near retirement, you know, we usually look at more, or in retirement, look more at that bucket approach. You know, do you have enough to cover your expenses the next 1 to 3 years if the market does go south?
The markets can get messy too, Clint.
They can. Everything gets messy.
It does.
And so, as you know, that's kind of a good segue into our next podcast. So listen next time as we talk about more of the legacy planning.
So as Clint said, a good action item is to figure out what your expenses are, add that up, and begin to save those either 3 to 6 months if you are still working, maybe a little bit longer, 1 to 3 years if you are retired. And in the meantime, ask yourself, what is your financial freedom? Are you confident in your ability to navigate the financial waters towards your goals? If not, our team is only one click away. Visit us at www.triplecrownwm.com. WM is for wealth management. There you can subscribe to the podcast, create an asset map, or schedule a consultation. Also, you can submit a question to the podcast or nominate someone for Hero of the Week. Remember, for any submitted questions, you will remain anonymous. For Clint, this is Matt, and until next time, thanks for jumping in.
Clinton Kirsting and Matthew McManus offer securities through Equitable Advisors, LLC, member SIPC, Equitable Financial Advisors in Michigan and Tennessee, and offer annuities and insurance through Equitable Network, LLC. Equitable Advisors and its affiliates do not provide tax or legal advice. Financial professionals may offer products and services and/or respond to inquiries only in states in which they are properly registered and/or licensed. This podcast does not constitute financial advice or an offer of any kind. Triple Crown Wealth Management, LLC is not owned or operated by Equitable Advisors or Equitable Network.